The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Forget you're fired. A record number of Americans are saying, I quit.
It's a big hot mess, and policies have consequences. People are now feeling Biden economics at the gas pump and in the grocery cart.
You'd think the Biden administration would be working to make it better, but they're doing the opposite. No government in the history of the world has ever spent more money than Joe Biden is spending right now. That is a fact.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I woke up this morning so grateful we don't have to deal with Trump's mean tweets anymore. Gosh, that's such good news. I don't really care about the millions of Americans quitting their jobs. I don't really care about the thousands of illegals pouring into the United States. I don't care about the price at the pump. No, no more mean tweets. Boy, the Biden era is going really well, isn't it? It's just great. I mean, even CNN is forced to state the obvious. I mean, Americans are quitting their jobs. People are having a hard time filling jobs. We got a supply crisis. We got Pete Buttigieg, who's so far in over his head, it's not even funny. He's joking about the impact of the supply chain crisis at Christmas time. This is the gang that can't shoot straight. But even CNN reports on Americans quitting their jobs at an unprecedented, epic pace.
Forget you're fired. A record number of Americans are saying, I quit. That's according to the Labor Department, which reports 4.3 million Americans voluntarily left their jobs in August, which is 3% of the entire U.S. labor force. And that is the highest on record. And the industries hit hardest: food services, wholesale trade, state and local government, education. Why? Well, Gus Faucher is a chief economist at PNC, and he tells CNN that if people are unhappy with their job or they want a raise, it's pretty easy to find a new job in today's environment. He says we're seeing people vote with their feet. But this surge of resignations, of people quitting, is hitting companies hard. And right now there are 10.4 million job openings in the United States. 10.4 million. It's not a shortage. It's clear the American worker wants more.
Oh, is that your conclusion, CNN lady? It's clear the American worker wants more. Yeah. No. They want less, lady. They want less government boot on their necks. They want less government intrusion. They want less mandates. But leave it to a lefty on CNN. Let's stay with CNN for just a moment, where the transportation secretary, Mayor Pete himself, you don't hear from him too often, but this supply chain crisis, that falls right at his doorstep. He is the transportation secretary. What are you going to do about the Christmas time crunch, Mayor Pete?
So holiday expectations management, as we're looking at these supply chain issues, how bad are they going to get for Americans? And I'm talking specifically, you know, leading here into the December holidays, where people are relying on getting goods, on getting presents.
Well, I think there's always been two kinds of Christmas shoppers. There's the ones who have all their list completed by Halloween, and then there's people like me who show up at the mall on Christmas Eve. If you're in that latter bucket, obviously there's going to be more challenges.
You're a last-minute Christmas shopper, Air May Pete. I remember when they announced he was going to be the transportation secretary. I think, now, wait a minute. He's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Nothing wrong with South Bend. I used to be on a station there. It was the craziest story. I won't bore you with my WSBT radio story. It's one of the weirdest chapters of my life, of my career. It's so bizarre. I had such a, that was, and they're nice people over there, but my gosh, what a weird, weird thing that was. Anyway, so I know, remember that, Eric? They were gonna dump us. I'll tell you the quick story. Syndicated radio is such a drain sometimes because you can't take it personally. People get mad at you for all kinds of things. You say something, one station likes it, the other station doesn't. Station gets mad if I mention another host and I'm not supposed to, then the company wants me to mention it. It's just hard. It's just tricky, you know? There's challenges. And we're not everybody's cup of tea. I'm the first to admit that. We do pretty well. We're the highest rated show in our company. We're the highest revenue generating show in the company. I'm proud of that. Very proud of all of our numbers. I'm proud of our audience growth. I'm proud of all the things we do. But not everybody likes us. So years ago when I was first in syndication, I loved being on that station in South Bend, home of Notre Dame. And they were going to dump us. They said, we're going to find a new magic bullet for our station. We don't like Mike. We're going to move Mike Gallagher. I said, give me a chance. Give me a chance. Can I come and visit the market? And we'll have a party. And they said, well, yeah, I guess so. I said, I'll make a visit. And it'd be kind of like a try to save the Mike Gallagher show visit. And we went to a sports bar. Remember that, Eric? And it was like a restaurant owned by cops, which is our kind of place. And we said, we're going to be at, I don't know what it was, Taco Terry's. I don't even remember the name of the bar or the sports or restaurant. And we pulled up. There's a line of cars all around the block, hundreds of people. The place was packed wall to wall, and Bob Montgomery and Sally Brown, the managers there, oh, we're going to keep Mike Gallagher. We saved Mike Gallagher. They wound up dumping me anyway. it was a long time. No, I was on for a while. They kept me on there, and it was great. The numbers were great. Remember that guy JT in the morning and all that? They dumped us anyhow. Somebody came along, some new kid came along, and we got, there's no loyalty. Ain't no loyalty in this business. I can be as loyal, I can bust my butt, go traveling to South Bend, Indiana to hang out with hundreds of people. It doesn't matter. I mean, they were impressed at the time. I don't even think it was Bob or Sally's fault. I think a new company came in or new manager. And they didn't like me. They got a different, everybody's got an agenda. Anyway, I digress. He's the mayor of South Bend. And then he was a presidential candidate, right? That's it. Now he's the transportation secretary. Just what qualifications do you think Pete Buttigieg possesses to be the transportation secretary? Is that his area of expertise? Did you make the buses run in South Bend on time? All 11 of them? What'd you do? Did you get the three bridges in South Bend fixed? Mayor Pete. This is the gang that can't shoot straight. And then we got a president who disrespects Americans way worse than WSBT in South Bend ever disrespected me. You got a president who talks down to truck drivers, to retail workers. He claimed yesterday it's the private sector that isn't stepping up. And by golly, if you don't step up, we're going to call you out.
This is across the board commitment to going to 24/7. This is a big first step in speeding up the movement of materials and goods through our supply chain. But now we need the rest of the private sector chain to step up as well. This is not called a supply chain for nothing. This means that terminal operators, railways, trucking companies, shippers, and other retailers as well. Strengthening our supply chain will continue to be my team's focus. If federal support is needed, I will direct all appropriate action. And if the private sector doesn't step up, we're going to call them out and ask them to act.
We're going to call you out, truck drivers. Because you're not working hard. I hear from truck drivers every day on this show, working 70 hours a week, driving through rain, snow, dealing with the road, getting their product into the stores, doing everything they can. We got people working the docks, people in stores, delivery drivers. Biden wants to blame you. Now, I can promise you, Joe Biden hasn't held a blue-collar job in his life. He's been a politician for about 175 years, being shuttled around on his Amtrak trains and his limousines. He's a career politician who is telling a truck driver in America, you go step up. And if you don't step out, step up. We're going to call you out. I'd like to call out truck drivers. Why don't you join me? 1-800-655-MIKE. Tell me how you're not working hard enough. Tell me if you're in the private sector, you're not working hard enough. You think that could have an impact on why millions of Americans are quitting? Hey, Joe, let's go Brandon. 800-655-MIKE. We have an open line. I hope you join
us. We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble and MikeOnline.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on Rumble.
Because I couldn't bear to see what I might see. I'm really still in prison in my love. She holds the key. A simple yellow ribbon's what I need to set me free. I wrote and told her please. Oh, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me?
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV. The father and son owners of Relief Factor, boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to relieffactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
I love the part in Biden's rant yesterday where he says if federal support is needed, I'll direct appropriate action. If the private sector, what are you going to do? You're going to replace truck drivers with the National Guard? Like Democrats wanted to replace nurses with in New York State? Remember goofy Governor Hochul? Bring in the National Guard to be nurses. Yeah, bring in the National Guard to drive trucks too. Maybe we can bring in National Guard to do everything. Work in the grocery stores. Deliver packages. Go for Amazon. Let's get in the National Guard, Joe. The late Bob Grant had a great line. It's sick and getting sicker out there every day. It's sick and getting sicker out there. What else did he used to say? What was it? Sfasim. I can't say some of the things he used to say. He was a piece of work. Legendary New York radio host. Somebody with an accent would call in. and the caller would say, hello, Bob. And he would say, they talk for a little bit, and Bob would say, where are you from? And the caller would say, well, I'm from Queens. And then Bob would say, no, originally. I mean, that guy was, wow, what a piece of work. But meanwhile, speaking of a piece of work, there's the President of the United States calling out truckers. Steve is in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Not bad. Doing good. That so-called president that we got up there, how dare he sit there and want to call out truck drivers? I've been driving truck for 39 years. I've got 4.5 million safe miles out there. And all during that pandemic, they lifted the hours ban that we're allowed to drive so we could get the stuff delivered. We'd work night and day with very little sleep to make sure everybody got what they needed.
Exactly.
And stuff. And yet he's going to go out there and call us out.
Exactly.
And think that we're lazy, we don't do our job. How dare he? Well, I'm calling him out on the radio right now. Start doing your job, or we'll replace you in 2024.
There you go, Steve. Thank you. Appreciate your and don't forget how you feel. Don't forget how you feel in 2022, and don't forget how you feel in 2024. May you keep this anger in your heart, and we can make a difference. We can change this country. 800-655-MIKE, one open line. Dan is in LaPorte, Indiana. Hello, Dan. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, sir. Appreciate you joining us.
I got a couple of things I want to touch on just
good.
Real quick.
Good.
I'm also a truck driver. I've been driving trucks for over 20 years. I'd like to echo, number one, the sentiment of your last caller. You know, when all this first started, we were the heroes. You know, we were moving this freight
exactly.
back and forth across the country.
Dan, it's like the nurses. You're like the nurses. The nurses were the heroes. Now, if anybody doesn't want to get a vaccine, they're the goat.
Yep. They're trying to do the same thing to us.
Bet.
They're going to push these, you know, the mandates and things like that. But two things I want people to understand real quick, and this is coming from the trucking industry. The infrastructure bill, roads, bridges, power lines, all that good stuff. You need to understand that that's already paid for by the trucking industry.
Right.
We pay for the roads with heavy use taxes, with fuel taxes. We're paying some places right now $4 a gallon for diesel fuel.
Right.
I paid $800 to fill up my semi to be able to run this freight across the country. That's one tank of fuel.
One tank of fuel. You know, and let me tell you something, as you the last caller said, how dare he? How dare this so-called president insult millions and millions? This is what they do. This is why people are so angry. That's why people like Let's Go Brandon. I saw a tweet of Rick Grinnell last night, had a T-shirt on with Let's Go Brandon on it. There's a rapper named Loza Alexander. We had to do a lot of bleeping and a lot of editing, but a musical tribute to Joe Biden with a sentiment that many, many Americans are feeling right now.
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey.
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey.
This isn't going to surprise you, but I'm told that rapper Loza Alexander's video has had millions of views. And if you are watching on Rumble or MikeOnline.com, we apologize for the middle finger.
Nobody does.
You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The The Mike Gallagher Show.
We don't hate the truth. We just want Tony to tell it. We trust the science. We just don't trust that scientist. He kept us all locked inside to protect us from a virus that mostly spreads inside. He goes on television and actually suggests that future historians document his life and treat him as a hero. Now, as someone with a healthy ego, even I blush at something like that.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Well, I'm getting bombarded on the MyPillow text line. All kinds of anger from truck drivers, from people in retail, the retail industry. Oh, the private sector needs to step up, huh? And nobody's misinterpreting what he said. He made it very clear. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. We have a special from MyPillow that is so big right now, it deserves a timpani. They have these new pressing packs, but the very limited supply. Listen to this. You know what a pressing pack is? If you're traveling with your MyPillow and you want to order, or maybe you want to get a new pillow, or you have a MyPillow and you want to get more room, you put this, your pillow, in this pressing pack bag. You press it down, you get all the air out of it, you can make it go flat and give a lot of room in your suitcase. Well, listen to these offers. If you want a standard classic MyPillow, that's the pillow itself, and a pressing pack bag, that's normally $69.98 for a limited time, $19.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. The queen, if you want a queen MyPillow pillow and a pressing pack bag, it's normally $79.98, $24.98 with the promo code MikeG. And if you want the king size classic MyPillow and the pressing pack, it's normally $89.98. Now just $29.98 with promo code MikeG. These are amazing. You can press your pillow. You can compress your pillow. It'll fit in your suitcase. No vacuum needed. You just push down to squeeze out the air. Now there's only a limited number of these press and pack bags. So get on this now. For as low as $19.98, a MyPillow and a press and pack bag, go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box. Click on that box. And with anything you order, anything on the site, enter the promo code MikeG so you can save big. These pillows are machine washable and dryable, a 10-year warranty, made in the USA, and of course, a company run by the one and only Mike Lindell, who fights for America. And as they try to cancel him, you're going to show them they're not going to win. Keep supporting MyPillow. Get the My Slippers. Get the Giza Dream Sheets, the sale of the year. Buy one set of Giza Dream Sheets, the smoothest, softest, most luxurious sheets you'll ever sleep in. Buy one set. Get the second set absolutely free with the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Can you believe this disastrous president has the gall to blame hardworking Americans for not stepping up as the reason for the supply chain crisis in America? Desiree is in Delaware, Maryland? Is that right, Desiree?
I am in Dover, Delaware.
Dover, Delaware. Sorry, Tracy had the wrong state up there. Dover, Delaware. Well, what's the perspective from Dover, Delaware today?
So I work for a major meat company. It's a small purveyor,
right,
you know, and she owns a route. We cannot get any product. You know, you go to the deli, you look, you want something, you want ham, you want turkey, can't get it. Prices are going sky high. We work 15, 16 hours a day in the summer. In the winter, it's a little less because it's not as crowded, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now we can't even get products.
I know.
We can't get any bacon. Yeah, you can't get bacon. Corned beef is like $18 a pound now.
I got to tell you something, Desiree. I'm so angry on behalf of you, on behalf of truck drivers, on behalf of people in growth. I mean, can you imagine you got to step up?
Yeah.
Can you imagine being told you got to step up?
Yeah. As he takes away your product, how are you going to step up?
Let me tell you something. That son of a gun hasn't worked a hard day in his life the way you do.
No.
I mean,
why would he? Look at Bernie.
No kidding.
Bernie Sanders is the same.
I know they are.
He's the same guy.
How about Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah.
You think she's ever driven a truck? I mean, this is. I think she's ever worked in a meat processing plant. Standing there in front of her double, her dual Sub Zeros, talking about her gourmet ice cream in the middle of the pandemic when people are struggling. Ice cream, people were having a hard time buying bologna because they didn't have a job. People are quitting their jobs. And just remember this. Please, dear God, may you remember this. And I know President Trump is on the warpath about the election of 2020. And I don't even want to tackle this because I'm afraid I'm going to open the floodgates. But Trump said yesterday, you know, Republicans won't vote until we fix the election problems of 2020. You know, I hear that from a lot of callers. First of all, and I love the guy, and I'm a Trump supporter, and if he runs in 2024, and I pray he does, he'll win. Joe Rogan is right. Trump's going to run, and he's going to win. But we need Republicans to not even consider staying home. Republican governors are fighting hard for election integrity laws. It's happening in states all over the country. Republican elected officials are trying. Now, I know that it's a tough uphill battle. When you take COVID and change election laws under the guise of COVID, it's a tough, tough battle. I know that. You cannot accept staying home. I'm sorry. If I've ever had a fundamental and I know why President Trump feels the way he feels, and he wants to motivate people, and he wants to make sure he wants to shock Republican leaders into fixing all of the malarkey. I understand that. You cannot even think about staying home. If you're angry at the Biden economy, if you're angry at the Biden administration, the Biden policies, if you're angry at the Biden-Harris worldview, there's one giant step you can take, and that's vote these sons of guns out of office. You got to flood the ballot box. We have to have a incredible tsunami of voters. And I get it. I understand your cynicism. Staying home is not on the table. Please, dear God, don't stay home. I'm told the people, and a couple hundred people in Atlanta had a good night last night. Nice gathering. The Job Creators Network on the road. A great, great event. Congratulations to our friends at AM 920, and Hugh Hewitt was there, and Herschel Walker was there. I mean, there's one organization that's on the road fighting for small businesses. And believe me, we'll get Alfredo Ortiz or Elaine Parker back on this show quick to talk about this assault on small business owners. Because when Biden is telling the private sector to step up, that is a continuation of his attack on small business owners. There's one organization fighting. It's for them, Job Creators Network. They're on the road with the JCN Bus Tour. Visit jcnbustour.com to see the tour schedule. Last night, Atlanta, a couple weeks ago, we had almost 500 people in Tampa. A great night at the Hyatt, in the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay. Had a great night last night. A bunch of happy people meeting Herschel Walker and everybody in Atlanta. Visit jcnbustour.com to see the tour schedule and run into a Job Creators Network event near you. Great organization. Learn all about Job Creators Network by going to their site, jcnbustour.com. I gotta change the mood for just a couple of moments here. I'm excited because I've been rehearsing my lines. I'm getting ready to travel to South Carolina in a couple of weeks to perform in a production of Annie as Daddy Warbucks. It's a Christmas musical. You know, the whole finale is Christmas in Oliver Warbucks' mansion with a giant Christmas tree. And if I know the folks at the South Carolina Children's Theater, they're going to have beautiful sets, beautiful staging. We'll have a beautiful tree. A Christmas tradition for me has become the music of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Let me give you a little taste. I've seen this show. Speaking of things going on around the country, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is on the road the 2021 Winter Tour, Christmas Eve, and other stories, you're going to meet the lead guitarist and musical director of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, coming up. I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met. And I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code MikeG.
Gallagher.
Gosh, this gives me such peace and comfort and joy. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And they're about to hit the road again. Their tour, my goodness, I think they're doing 59 cities in 59 days or some crazy tour. And you've never seen a concert like this one. They take Christmas classics and turn it into something visually stunning. I mean, fire and lighting. And I am so honored to welcome the lead guitarist of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and musical director, Al Petrelli, to the Mike Gallagher Show. Al, how are you, sir? Well, we're not hearing Al. Hang on. We're going to get Al here in just a moment. We'll get him all. We got to adjust the camera and get some sound and get some audio. And boy, I hope I have a chance to talk to Al. This music is so great, and it's so fun. And this show, it's the 2021 Winter Tour, kicks off November 17th, 2021. Hey, Al, you with me?
I got you, Mike. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. How are you, sir? Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it so much. And thanks to that that intro, I feel all better about myself already.
Listen, I'm a giver that way. You know, we have a mutual friend, a guy that I've known for years, great vocalist. I was in a musical with him many years ago in Dallas. Chris Pinella was one of your vocalists, right? And he's great. Isn't he great? New Jersey's great. Chris Pinella.
Yeah, he's a great dude, great singer. He's worked with us over the years. I mean, I can't say enough good about him. And listen, I'm just in a situation where I'm blessed to have so many incredible musicians, singers, crew people. I mean, I look around, it's just like I got the best of the best. Paul O'Neill put together so many years ago. And the fact that we were going to celebrate 25 years of doing this year.
Wow.
And the live music. You know, so it's really going to be an over-the-top emotional experience for everybody involved.
And I got to believe the emotion of Paul is in your hearts. I it had to be difficult. We lost him a couple of years ago. And, was that tough? Was it an easy decision to say, listen, we're going to carry on in his honor and his memory? Or were there thoughts of saying, well, maybe it's time to call it a day?
That thought never crossed my mind because I literally spent almost half my life with the man.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we would talk about time and time again is he would just say, Al, I want this thing to live past all of us. Unfortunately, I didn't know that conversation was going to come true when it did, you know, but yeah. Life has a habit of kind of, you know, knocking you down a bunch. But sure. Paul was very adamant about it, living forever. His family, you know, his wife, his daughter were of the same sentiment. So it kind of never crossed my mind. But I didn't think that even Paul would have seen what happened to this country and the planet last year with this pandemic. And that scared me more because Paul wanted this to live forever. Nobody else is going to take this away from that, you know. And so we did the best that we could to get through last year. And now to have a green light and tour again, it's really going to be over the top emotional.
I'll bet it is. I can't wait to see it, and I know our listeners are anxious, and they're going to have a chance because, listen, my show is heard around the country on a few hundred radio stations. You guys are going to be facing the daunting task, 99 concerts in 59 cities. Al Petrelli, are you ready for I mean, I know you've done this before. This isn't your first rodeo, but even that, it makes me tired to read that out loud.
No, my brother. I'm like a caged animal, right?
You know. We're ready.
Listen, you got to understand, though, Mike, this started out in 1995. We first started recording Christmas Eve and Other Stories, which was released in 96, okay? Right. In 99, we did our first tour. It was only 7 or 8 cities on the itinerary. We had 1 box truck, 2 buses, and a fog machine, you know? So over the trajectory, 20-something years of touring, it's grown up to be what it's become. So we all kind of grew into it and got used to it. You know, splitting into 2 bands to cover, you know, both ends of the country, doing 2 shows a day. I live for this stuff. Since I seen the Beatles in 1964 on the Ed Sullivan Show, I've had one dream and one dream only, and that's to play guitar. Wow. So every show, first show for us, every audience is a brand new audience for us, and I'll never get tired of doing this, and especially after having it taken away from us last year.
And I've seen your show. You have considerably more than a pair of fog machines. My gosh, Al. I mean, it's hard to describe it for somebody who hasn't seen Trans-Siberian Orchestra in person. I hope our audience finds you and goes because, I mean, how do you describe it? I mean, lights and fire and smoke, and it's incredible.
You know, the only thing I can compare it to, listen, the excitement in your voice speaks volumes, right? If people go on, they'll go on YouTube and they'll say, yeah, I'm watching videos. I'm like, dude, I'm watching like a video of a lightning strike. Not the same thing.
Well, and you know what, but I also, as somebody who knows a little bit about music, you guys have taken, I mean, fans love, and you guys have groupies. When I went backstage to see Chris a few years ago, the line was around the arena afterwards to meet everybody. But you take Oh Come All Ye Faithful and Christmas Canon and Music Box Blues and This Christmas Day, and Christmas Eve, Sarajevo and 1224, yeah, all these songs, these classics. Explain that sort of vibe you guys have, because there's a very distinct TSO sound to these Christmas classics.
Well, that's Paul O'Neill. I mean, Paul was a great writer, a great storyteller, a great lyricist. He had an incredible vision from soup to nuts in the whole rock production. But he'd written this very Frank Capra-esque tale called Christmas Eve and Other Stories. And in there, first of all, the story itself is beautiful. Now, I recorded this for Paul starting again in 95, and it was 96. So 25 years ago, I was, quick math, 34 years old, okay? Right. The songs, the stories meant something to me then, but as I've grown older, the stories took on a new meaning, because at the centerpiece of the story is about missing somebody.
Right.
Now, what I realized is that everybody in the audience, everybody who's purchased the records or the CDs or whatever, everybody misses somebody. There's always an empty chair at the dining room table, especially sure. After the year.
Year we've had.
And I think part of the beauty of it is that people, when they made the story about themselves, about missing somebody, they realized that everybody in the arena misses somebody. It doesn't take your pain away, but at least you know that you're not alone in your suffering. Amen. You follow me?
I follow you. There's a perfect way to do it is to go see a concert. Al, I want to get you back. Al Petrelli, on tour. There's going to be a city near you. Go to TSOtickets.com. And I got a special offer for Mike Gallagher listeners. Enter the promo code MikeG in the special offer coupon box. You'll get $10 off your ticket. TSOtickets.com. Enter the promo code MikeG. Al Petrelli, God bless. Thanks for joining us. And break a leg, my friend.
All right, my friend. Thanks so much.
All the best. Al Petrelli, lead guitarist of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, musical director. Oh, I get excited hearing their music. TSOtickets.com. This is what we're going to need. Enter the promo code MikeG in the special offer coupon box. Get $10 off your ticket. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Be safe. And keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.